Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. This is Marco Timpano, and on this week's show, we're actually going to dip into one of the Patreon episodes we aired on the Patreon website last year. Unfortunately, Amanda and I are both a little under the weather, and we aren't able to record at this time. So, I didn't want to leave you wanting an episode. I've dug deep into our Patreon episodes, and I hope you enjoy this episode entitled Soap, that we recorded last year. This is a Patreon episode now available for our regular listeners. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project, the Patreon episodes. Thank you for joining us. Of course, we appreciate your patronage. I'm your host, Marco Timpano.
Here I am, Amanda Barker.
And Amanda, while our season hasn't started, it'll start on February 1st. Of the regular podcast episodes were... the patrons get, uninterrupted episodes. Yeah. So there we go.
All your Insomnia Project content all the time.
All the time. I wanted to talk about soap.
Okay.
And bars of soap.
All right.
Because you know I'm a huge fan of soap.
Man soap.
Yes, man soap, as we refer to it, because I'm always saying, you know what I want? I want some man soap, which is a bar of soap that I can use in the shower as soap. And I don't know why we started calling it man soap, but that's what I want was man soap.
Well, because...
It sounds a bit sexist, that's why.
It really does. But the soap that I kept getting, I was trading for it.
Oh, that's right.
It was handmade soap, and it would kind of disintegrate quickly. And then you started getting upset because you said we had no good soap. And I'd be like, we have all this. And you'd be like, it's not. I need a heartier soap.
It's true.
And for you, you meant, I think at that point anyway, like bars of soap that you would buy en masse at a grocery store.
That's
that
right.
Kind that, of yeah. soap. You know, you can.
An Irish Spring, Dial.
An Ivory.
Mm-hmm. Not Ivory. I don't like Ivory.
Okay. A Dove.
Yeah. Dove works, yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, and so, which is funny because Dove is often marketed to women, but for you, that would be called a man soap.
Well, it's just a soap that I can hold and has some girth and hardiness to it versus a soap that's like delicate or thin. Sometimes you would give me like hotel soaps or soaps that were too thin to use.
Some of those hotel soaps continue to last. I have one going that just lasts and lasts. So there you go. And I think we talked before about the project where they take hotel soaps that are gently used mm-hmm. and melt them down to make soap for developing countries.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure I've talked about it before.
So do you know this soap, the soap that we wash our bodies with, is actually technically called toilet soap?
What?
Yeah, it's called toilet soap. I'm looking at this on Wikipedia. In a domestic setting, soap, quote unquote, usually refers to what is technically called a toilet soap.
Wow.
Used for household or personal cleaning. So in other words, the soap that you would use in a toilet or a bathroom or a washroom, whatever you call it, mm-hmm. When used for cleaning other things like detergents or cleaning oil spills and whatnot, it's not obviously called toilet soap.
I'm fascinated by that, because there would be toilet soap, laundry soap, that kind of thing.
And yeah, I guess so. That's exactly it. It's not laundry soap. When used for cleaning, soap solubilizes particles and grime, which can then be separated from the article being cleaned. The insoluble oil fat molecules become associated inside micelles, tiny spheres formed from soap molecules with polar hydrophilic groups on the outside encasing lipophilic, which are fat-attracting attracting pockets, which shields the oil/fat molecules from the water, making it soluble. Anything that is soluble will be washed away with water. So that, I guess, is the definition of toilet soap versus a surfactant soap or a soap that does other things. Yeah.
Do you think a lot about soap in the olden days?
I don't, but soap is like 2,500 years BC, I noticed here.
Wow.
Yeah. And for our listeners, just so you know, and I'm sure Amanda is aware of this, now I will always refer to soap as toilet soap around the house, because I think it's
very... I can't wait for that. Yeah, that'll be great.
It's very funny.
When we have guests over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I often think about it. In fact, there's a famous case, and I don't really want to get into the case right now just because of the details of it, but a famous true crime case that actually began with... somebody taking somebody else's bar of soap.
Oh, I didn't know
because
that.
Because it was in the 1800s.
Right.
And so there was quite a scrap over they borrowed the soap and didn't return it.
Well, soap was a high commodity
back
in the day,
right? Well, that's just it. This was like Victorian, like late 1800s.
Sure.
So I often think about that. Like imagine, you know, having such a reverence and obviously a need for soap that... you know, imagine if you didn't have it.
A brawl breaks out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, soap, good soap. I love good soap. And it's interesting, we talked about man soap because a lot of the scents of soaps that I like aren't, you know, necessarily associated with men. I like floral scents, all kinds of scents, you know. How important is the scent of the soap to you, Amanda?
For me, very important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so into floral scents. I like sort of the sandalwood variety,
Right. Something
earthier, a patchouli-based, although I don't really care for patchouli. But anyway, things that are in that word, like a sage, a cedar, a green tea, ylang-ylang even.
I don't like the ylang-ylang.
No?
That's the soap that's currently being used, the toilet soap.
I like that one.
You do?
Really? You're going to call it
I'm going to call it toilet soap. Yeah, of course.
Well,
that's its technical name.
The toilet soap in our shower. No, we're not going to call it that.
You may not, but I shall.
Well, then what do I clean my toilet with?
I hope it's not toilet soap because that's what I use for my body. You use other soaps, disinfectant or detergent soaps.
That's toilet soap.
Well, maybe for you.
Yeah.
What is ylang-ylang?
I don't know. An herb?
It looks like it's a flower.
Oh, maybe it is.
Kananga odorata, which is a kananga tree. It comes from the kananga tree.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll be the one cleaning the toilets for the most part, so I'm going to call that toilet soap.
Okay. Well, you call it what you will. I will call it the proper term.
How about you call it toilet soap?
Toilet soap? No.
Savon de toilette.
The French are really well known for their French milled process of making soap.
Mm-hmm.
Marseille is I did a brief
sort
of search.
Well, it gets very humid. You need soap when you're in France.
I guess you do.
Yeah.
So I have to answer back to an email because I got on a soap subscription service and
yes.
I don't like the soap that they sent.
I had nothing to do with this.
She had nothing to do with it, folks. Anyway, so I got on the subscription service of the soap and they sent me 8 bars of soap and I didn't love them.
Which begs the question, how much soap do they think one human needs that they're sending 8 bars per time?
That was the introductory sort of thing. Like you get 8 bars for the price of 6.
I see.
And it was supposed to be a four month supply. And then on the fourth month, they send you another supply, I think of 3 soaps to sort of get you into your toilet soap needs, right? And I didn't love the ones that we got, and mm-hmm. I thought I canceled the subscription. They sent me three more soaps, and I don't anticipate I'm going to like these toilet soaps. So I sent an email to them, and now they've sent an email back trying to woo me as a customer. But mm-hmm. it's not going to happen, and I just have to answer that email. So I'll do that, but it's not anything of a rush, let's say.
Well, I mean, the worst case scenario is we just have more lovely soap. I don't mind that soap, that toilet soap. I'm not calling it soap.
You said it so naturally. You benefit from my love of toilet soap because you get a little extra toilet soap in your life.
I do and I don't.
Okay.
Because I end up using the soaps that you've decided you don't like, and you're very particular. So if you're like, I don't like it, then I take it to, we're lucky, we have two showers, so I take it to the shower that I more often use, and then I'm stuck with it.
It's true. I'm not going to lie. It's true. Well, I'll try to save the soaps that...
You've got me thinking about subscription
sure.
services, though.
Okay.
Have we ever talked about subscription services?
I'm sure we have. I can't even begin to remember all the topics we've talked about on the podcast, unfortunately.
Well, so. I'd love to go through the ones that I've benefited from. I don't have to name them because nobody is sponsoring our podcast, but things that I've chosen to do in subscription.
Of course. And if you like the subscription, name it, because then our listeners are getting the benefit of your sort of review of it.
I suppose. Well, one that I've actually really enjoyed, maybe surprisingly, is Ipsy. I-P-S-I.
No, S-Y.
S-Y. I-P-S-Y. I sort of did it on a lark, actually now, quite a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago. And I really enjoy it. Maybe even 5 years ago. It's
No, it can't be that long ago.
I think it might have been.
Really?
Maybe.
Not a magazine subscription.
Of which I have many of those. It's a makeup subscription. And they give you 5 products a month, which sounds like a lot, but some of them are often a sample size. And what I find is I try more things. I go through it a lot quicker than I would.
Did you mention it was all makeup, like makeup-based?
Yeah, it's makeup, but then there's other things that sort of show up, like deodorant, full-size deodorant. Soap was one of the things, actually.
And you liked toilet soap.
Yes, and you liked the one we got from that, actually.
Okay.
A candle at one point came, but for the most part, it's makeup.
Yeah.
It's usually, if it's coming in that world, face wipes, things like that, creams, sunblock, lip balms for sure. So it's sort of all facial care products. And it's, I pay, I think 20 something, like 24 a month or something it comes to. Actually, I think it's less than that. I think it's like 22 a month Canadian,
right,
which is not very much, probably like, 18 American. And I do love makeup. So it depends on who you are and what you like. But one of the things I like is, eye makeup, you're not supposed to have it or lipstick. I mean, these should not be things that you have had for years and years and years. You
right.
should go through them.
Right.
And I find when I have a smaller mascara, for example, then I'll use it for 2-3 months. I've used it up and it's done, and then I can recycle it. I also, there's a lot of nice environmental products on there. A lot of the nail polishes are all natural, which is really hard to find with nail polish.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the products are cruelty-free, and, mm-hmm. and you can tailor your choices depending on what it is that you want or what you'd like to try. Also, what kind of skin type and coloring and all of that, so that you're getting products you actually want and can use. So you can really adjust your subscription each month. And I the reason I'm surprised is I felt like it would be something I would do for 6 months and then sort of, peter out. But actually, I love the products I get. And like I said, it's kept me going. If it was a bit more money, I probably wouldn't do it.
Right.
But the only thing is, every month, these products come in a little makeup bag. And the bags are great, but I have so many now.
But you have been using those makeup bags as gift bags for kids, and
yeah,
they love it.
They're great little pencil cases
sure.
for kids or whatever they want to use them for.
What I loved about that particular soap that came, that toilet soap that came in your Ipsy subscription, was it was a triple milled soap.
Okay.
And for me, my favorite is triple milled soaps.
I didn't know. So this is like thread count of sheets. I didn't know there was different mills. So can you explain that?
Of course. So a triple milled soap goes through a refinement process, Amanda, that presses the soap through a mold.
Mm-hmm.
Through a mill, I should say.
Okay.
And this process basically squeezes out all the air and all the moisture from that soap.
I see.
What happens is you get a better distribution of scent,
mm-hmm.
a better distribution of color if your soap happens to have a color to it,
mm-hmm.
but it also means that it breaks down slower.
Okay.
So that milled soap, and you can tell when you hold a milled soap because it's often heavier.
Right.
And it feels very smooth to me.
Okay.
And in fact, that bar of milled soap, toilet soap we're talking, will last longer than a regular bar of soap.
And so this is what you mean by man soap. What you actually mean
is milled soap, yeah.
Is milled soap, yeah. Particularly a tripled milled?
Triple milled.
Is there a double milled?
No,
is that a thing?
I mean, there could be, but the triple milled, or I think it's called the French milled soap is the other term for it. And that's why it came to me, because the soap from France is generally triple milled and regarded
French
as
milled?
Such. Yeah. So.
Well, that makes sense, because all of the soaps that I had before that were very glycerin-based,
right.
Handmade, somebody made them and traded me for,
sure.
you know, whatever, a spatula or
and
whatever.
And sometimes that soap dissipates rather quickly.
It does.
Even the one that I made, remember I talked about on the podcast, I was making soap?
Mm-hmm.
That lasted, you know, 4 or 5 washes
it's
and then
true.
It was
the
gone.
The one you made didn't last very long. So that's good to know. I didn't know about the milling.
Here, actually, I just looked online. Here are the benefits of triple milled soap.
Tell us.
Longer lasting than standard commercial or hand-poured bar soap,
mm-hmm.
because the soap contains little to no water, as I mentioned, or air.
Mm-hmm.
It can outlast the other types by months.
Wow.
The other thing is it's more solid or dense. The bar does not quickly soften, which is something else I dislike, and dissolve in the soap dish.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to hold up to a soap dish better. Denser soap is less porous, which means it will not turn to mush as quickly as others. If soaked in water, it may soften, but it should still stay solid when it dries.
Okay.
Although it may crack, and that's true. Milled soap does have a tendency or a propensity to crack.
Mm-hmm.
It's smoother and creamier. It's so funny because I didn't even look at this list before I said all those things.
Right.
It's smoother, creamier texture, feels more sensuous. And
okay.
I guess that's why I really love that soap. You can feel the quality of the finished product by just holding it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, it's richer and more luxurious. It has a richer and more luxurious lather.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll notice a difference in the richness of the lather. And that's important to me too, Amanda, is the lather. I like a good, strong toilet soap lather.
Wow. Okay.
Back to your subscriptions.
Oh, no. I enjoyed that little trip down Triple Mill Lane.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think. So do you have subscriptions that have worked for you?
I had a subscription once that you got me. And it was supposed to be a subscription that was not specific to any gender.
That's right.
And I was very excited about it because Amanda gets all these cool little, packets or boxes mm-hmm. with subscription things. So I was like, I got my own subscription.
And
then it was like sending me a lot of stuff that I wouldn't necessarily use, like nail polish or...
Yeah.
Things, barrettes, fancy barrettes and things. And it was like, this isn't really geared to, it felt very gendered.
It felt very female. Yeah. Or it's hard to say that because anybody can wear nail polish anyone does wear nail polish. But there were lots of things. Actually, there's a lot of hair products.
Yeah. And I don't have a lot of hair for product. So it didn't work for me.
So we spoke to them about it and said, you know, we're really excited about your service, but everything seems really female focused. I can't remember what else was in there, but there was definitely things that were gender, meant to be gender specific and for people with long hair. And so they apologized and they sent us a free box as a, we're sorry.
Yeah.
And that box
Was wonderful.
Was wonderful. It had sunglasses in it and lots of wonderful I think a candle.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and the whole point of that box was products that have no footprint on the earth.
Right,
so things that
right.
biodegrade, things that are all fair trade practices.
Sure.
That type of thing. So, yeah.
Then I had another subscription.
Should we name that one?
I don't even remember the name.
It was called an Eco Box.
An Eco Box.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know if they're still around, but.
And I think that's why we were excited to get it, because we thought, oh, Eco Box, it's going to be things for the home.
Yeah.
That were going to be ecological.
Yeah.
And then it was a lot of
combs.
Yeah, and lipstick and yeah. nail polish. And I was like, well, this doesn't work for me necessarily.
Yeah. As a gift for you, it wasn't as appropriate as I had hoped.
Then I got one that was
at that time, but I will say, I just want to say about that company, because they sent us this gorgeous box full of things as a we're sorry.
Yeah.
I would absolutely recommend them because their customer service was great and hopefully they found more products.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. The products that they did send were top notch.
We're still using some of them. Yeah.
Which ones are we using?
I found a knife and fork traveling set today as I was cleaning the kitchen. I've been doing a major purge of things in the house and, I found that. We have wooden sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, the wooden
those
sunglasses.
Those things have been around long since we got them, and they travel all the time with us. So those ones are great. Those are a few things I can think of.
I had a subscription to a tie. I think it was like a – it was a specific – once again, here was a specific subscription for geared towards men.
Mm-hmm.
Though the products could be used by either gender or any genders if they wanted. But it was very tie-focused. So it was like – ties and wallets. And then I was like, okay. After like the fourth box, I was like, I don't need any more ties.
Right.
Clearly, I don't need more wallets. And then
how many wallet? Like a wallet subscription. Who would need that?
No, I think it sent one wallet and then like a money clip.
Okay.
But then a lot of that stuff was sports focused too.
Right.
And they would send socks. So it was like ties and socks. And I was like, surely you can think of more than just ties or socks or cufflinks.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were very sports focused too, and I don't really follow a lot of sports teams, I was a little bit like, ugh, I canceled them too.
I'm trying to remember the name of that snack subscription box.
Oh, I don't even remember this. Oh, I think I remember it.
I'm actually messaging our friends right now.
Who ordered this? Who recommended it?
No, they used to use it, and we used to use it for. We went through a real phase. They were on it for a long time. It was a lot of like chocolate covered cashews
right.
and things like that. And they got really into it. It was like nuts and cookies.
I love nuts.
Yeah,
especially if you cover them in chocolate, they're great.
I can't remember what that one was called, but we spent about a year with that one.
Now, what's the one you get a big box that's always fun to open?
I do, and I'm hesitant to talk about that, but I will. It's called the Fab Fit Fun Box.
I see.
You know, I got roped into it through a friend. I shouldn't say roped into it, but she offered me, it was like $15 in a free box. And so I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. And got a box for $15 and then went, okay, I'll sign on. You know, then they get all your info. And I thought, okay, I'll bite. I'll do this. It's an interesting one. They tend to, in their marketing, target a lot of like influencer people. And there's a lot of unboxing and stuff.
Sure.
So I don't think all the products are, although, you know, some of them are, but I don't know if they have quite an ecological component to them as some other boxes. But every time I think I'm going to cancel that subscription, I do get a box. And the truth is, I open it up and kind of go, okay, yeah, maybe. And then I end up really loving a lot of those products.
Okay.
So I've gotten both of those bathrobes that I have are both from them.
The soft one
and the satiny one.
Oh, the satiny one.
They're both from them, yeah. Because you can go, it'll be like, okay, it's, you know, it's a big business, that one. And they'll be like, okay. And it's definitely gendered. Like, it's definitely targeted to women.
Yeah, it's skewed.
Yeah, like the clothing is like, it's not just clothing, but,
right.
You know, hair product, a lot of creams and facial creams and stuff. But you can go on and you can pick the stuff you want. It ends up being like $90.
Ouch.
Yeah. So it's always a, is it worth it kind of thing for me.
I don't think so.
But I end up loving it
okay.
every time. So once I get a dud box, I'll probably cut it off.
Okay.
I've had a couple repeat things in the boxes. And there's always things I don't really use on the smaller things. But if you can go and click on the things you want, then that's kind of fun. It's a little bit like, you know, a mini Christmas when you get one. So
here's what I would love. I would love a reasonably priced flower subscription bouquet.
That's a great idea.
And I don't think
they have it?
I think in the U.S. they have them.
Yeah, it's harder in Canada.
But it's harder in Canada because
we're cold.
Cold and you know, flowers are just pricey. So anything that I've looked into that, it's like you might as well just get it from a local florist because it's going to cost you the same. And, you know, flowers are not inexpensive. So you're going to look at, you know, over $80 for such a subscription. So it's kind of, for me, cost prohibitive. But how lovely would it be to get like a little plant
a
or
month,
flower
yeah.
subscription?
A once a month bouquet would be a really great idea. There's an underwear subscription box
Ooh.
That I'm actually interested in that is biodegradable underwear.
Oh, so you wear it once and you bury it?
No, you actually, it's they say it lasts a long time.
Okay.
I actually had it in my my Christmas wish list this year, I think. Let me see if I can find it. But yeah, it's biodegradable underwear. And they send you like three every month or something like that. So eventually that would be all your underwear. I don't know. Like apparently you can wear it a lot and then you bury it and it's fine.
Great.
Or you put it in the compost and it's fine.
Imagine all the little burial spots you have in your backyard for all the underwear that you
Oh, that's just my underwear. No problem.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure about that one, but I know that that one exists. There's a lot of food ones.
We have partook in the food boxes.
We have. And we tend to, I rotate between two or three of them. And I will say with food subscription boxes, now there's three major ones. There's a few that deliver to our area. And what I'm talking about is the meal kits. You know the ones.
Good Food, Hello Food, Happy Food.
Hello Food.
Isn't there one called Hello Food?
There definitely is not.
Okay.
Hello Food.
Hello Food, Hello Subscription.
Happy Food.
Happy Food.
These are all made up names. Good Food is not. Should I just name them?
You can name them. This is the Patreon episode.
Okay. It feels like I'm plugging them.
No, they take everything with a grain of salt. Our patrons know that this is.
By the way, all these meal kits want you to add a grain of salt to everything. That's a lot about seasoning. The three I rotate between are HelloFresh, Chef's Plate, and Good Food, currently anyway. And what I do is if this is the Patreon, that's right, I get a discount.
Insider tip.
This is how I do it. I get a discount. And it'll usually be, right now for me, it'll usually be reactivation. You always get a discount to join. But after you've joined them and done the, you know, 30% off or your next 4 weeks or whatever it ends up being, you cancel it. Well, once you cancel it, after about a month or two, they want you back. So they'll say, hey, reactivate now and your next two boxes are half off or whatever it ends up being. So I'll ride that code and do it for 2 weeks or whatever our schedule is. And then I'll deactivate that. And then I usually at that point have a code for the next one. Do my month or whatever, a couple of weeks, deactivate that. Then do the third one.
So Amanda's working the system, in other words.
Deactivate that. And usually by the time the third one's deactivated, they're offering me codes back on
the first
box
one.
Number A. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's maximizing her box potential. I never pay full price for them.
I don't. The thing is about them is with inflation, they're actually a good deal.
Because if you
do protein, especially if you're eating, if you're vegetarian, I don't know if they're a great deal, but if you're eating meat or want to eat any meat, then they're a good deal because, you know, they're a good deal for all the reasons they'll tell you that they're a good deal and that they're giving you all the ingredients and there's no waste because you're using it all, and that's true to a certain degree, but and they've become all a bit more environmentally sound. When they first
started,
a lot of them had a lot of prepackaging.
Right.
They've minimized that to some degree, but they are a good deal because if you were to, you know, buy chicken breasts or some, you know, whatever, ground turkey, then it's actually cheaper or as cheap than buying it at the grocery store, for us anyway, where right. we live and what prices are. So for us, it works out. And also because it's just you and I. I think if I were feeding a family, I might feel
differently. It'd be a different story.
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Amanda, thank you for sharing all that subscription services that you get, the underwear that you're going to purchase in Barry, and our toilet soap talk. That's all we have time for on this particular Patreon episode. Thank you all for listening. We hope this episode was able to make you feel cleaner and also realize that you can probably bury your biodegradable underwear, which I think is hilarious. And also, of course, we hope it helped you sleep.